We speak with Natasha Tokafkin from the ANU International Relations Society. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
At present, you are in Singapore, but you live in Canberra.
Yes, that's correct. So I've started my studies in Canberra at the start of this year, but previously I was in Sydney, so I actually love Canberra.
Firstly, who is ANU International Relations Society and what does it do?
So we are a student-led organization, and through the disciplines of political science and international relations, we aim to engage as many students as possible with a variety of international issues. And we do this through running educational and informative events. And it also allows an opportunity for students to network with each other from everywhere. So no matter if they are domestic or international students. And we've had a number of successful events so far, and we hope to keep the vibe going and furthering our relations with a variety of different branches and people. So that's who we are.
You mentioned domestic and international students are involved in the society, and this also involves Filipino students.
Yes, that's correct. So we actually have our treasurer, who's pretty prominent and high up. His name is Miguel Galsim, and he's been supporting this event a lot, and he's extremely happy with in terms of where everything is going. So we are a very diverse society, and we have a whole variety of people in our executive, and it's been a pleasure working with all of them.
And this coming Wednesday, the 3rd of August, the ANU International Relations Society will be having a forum called An Evening with Ambassadors. What is this about?
So this forum will be featuring the distinguished ambassador for the Philippines to Australia, Her Excellency, as well as her husband. And both, so the events will comprise as follows. So both ambassadors will be giving speeches about a variety of areas. So some of these include the relations between the Philippines and Australia, and especially because 2016 is a very important year in terms of Australian-Filipino relations, as it is the 70th anniversary between bilateral relations between both countries. So we'll be touching on that as well. And her most distinguished husband, the ambassador's spouse, will be also touching on ASEAN, and because he used to work a lot with the organization. And there will also be a variety of questions and answers as well. So students have the opportunity to ask any questions that they want relating to either diplomatic relations as well as the Asia-Pacific region. And then there will also be an opportunity for students to further interact with the ambassadors. So we are really excited about this event because it's one of the first of its kind to run. So
yeah, I'm about to ask that one. This is the first time that the ANU will be holding such event.
So although some other societies have done a few panels, this is usually the International Relations Society. We do embassy visits. So, for example, we are having actually one to the Embassy of Israel very soon. But this is one of the first times that an ambassador is actually coming to the university itself in the form of an incursion as to speak. So it's really exciting. And I've been really fortunate to be working with the secretary of the Filipino embassy, Mrs. De Castro. So I'm really grateful to her for giving me this wonderful opportunity.
What do the students or those who will be coming to the forum can expect from it?
So they'll be expecting a very lively night and extremely informative as well. So nobody will be bored, I can guarantee you that. And as it will be about a variety of topics, it will interest everyone. And because of the diversity of the speakers as well as the audience members, there will be a variety of opinions and thoughts and feelings shared as well. And through its inclusive environment, there'll be an opportunity for individuals to network, interact, make new friends and catch up with old ones. And also, most importantly, further speaking with the distinguished speakers about their passions and their hopes. And we hope that the ambassadors will also give all of us as a student body some advice about how we can become more, you know, internationally literate and aware people. So we're extremely excited.
ANU has a very diverse students, including Filipinos and from your background, Persian, Iranian.
Yes.
Why is it important to conduct such forum?
through these forums, I guess any barriers of prejudice and, you know, preconceived opinions are broken down. And through actually interacting with people and knowing more about differing cultures and how each nation, you know, communicates and relates to the other, so much more education will be gleaned for individuals, because they see that the world is not just centered around a certain place. It's not just, for example, just in Australia. All around the world, there are a variety of places that still need to be explored and looked at. And we hope that through this, students will be able to consider, you know, travel experience, being able to travel abroad, will also consider jobs in the diplomatic and international sector. So this is what we aim to do, to make individuals more socially and culturally literate.
Ongoing is the issue about the South China Sea. Do you think it will be tackled on that forum?
Yes, to be honest, some people that I have talked to about this event have expressed interest in asking questions about the South China Sea. So I guess we'll see how the event unfolds, because I feel that it would be a prominent issue, and the ambassadors, due to their extremely educated and knowledgeable background, I'm sure that they'll be able to touch on some solutions and resolutions to any of these issues.
And hopefully we'll hear from the forum itself.
Yes, we definitely will.
And our listeners, if they're interested to come, it's open for all.
Yes, that's correct. So anybody from any background is more than welcome to come. And as spaces are very limited, we're actually reserving tickets through Eventbrite to ensure that each person has a place. So we would love to have as many people as we can here represented from a variety of countries. A special welcome to anybody from the Philippines or a Filipino background. You are more than welcome to come, and we would love to share this event with you and celebrate the interaction between Philippines and Australia. And we hope that this relationship will endure in the future for ANU as well. So the event will be held on the 3rd of August at 6 p.m. at the Innovation Theatre at ANU, and more details will be on our Facebook page, which is ANU International Relations Society. And the event is also on Eventbrite, so it is called An Evening with Ambassadors, organized by the ANU International Relations Society. So we would love to have you all.
Thank you very much, Natasha Tukafkin from the ANU International Relations Society.
Thank you so much for interviewing me. I feel extremely honored to have shared this with you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Canberra. See you there.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.